فإذا تبت أقبل لا تعود إلى ذنبك.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that if you repent from a sin, then أقبل يعني approach Allah سبحانه وتعالى and do not return to that sin.
هل يذنب الإنسان ويتوب ثم يرجع للذنوب؟
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is asking the question, does the individual engage in sin, then he repents from that sin, then go back to that sin? Does this happen? Yes, it happens. What does the individual do if he does this? He commits a sin, he asks for forgiveness, then he goes back to that sin. What is he to do? Repent again. Strive against yourself. And it is incumbent upon you to engage in those things that will help you be firm upon istiqamah or uprightness and give you firmness upon those things which Allah has commanded with and avoiding those things He has prohibited. Sitting in the gatherings of seeking religious knowledge. Having good and righteous companionship. Adhering to different forms and the various forms of worship, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
جاهد نفسك.
Strive against yourself, strive against your soul.
وانتبه من علامات بداية الانتكاس.
And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala, he said, and take care or be cautious of those signs that are indicators of intikas, meaning the person has gone back, he has slipped,
oh,
he has
been weak.
Or in ihraq, misguidance.
أو بالاسم الشرعي ضعف الإيمان.
Or what is the Sharia term? Having a weakness in iman.
واحد.
The first one. These are the indicators. These are the indicators that a person is getting weaker in his iman.
ضعف الغيرة لجانب التوحيد.
The person, his ghayra or his jealousy with regards to التوحيد is weak. Or, in other words, his inkar or his censoring or rebuking shirk has become weak. Or,
عدم الاهتمام بالسنة.
Or,
عدم الاهتمام بالسنة.
The individual not giving due importance to the sunnah. He's not caring or not giving due importance to the sunnah or due concern to the sunnah.
Or, عدم المبالاة في البدع.
Or, this individual disregards bid'ah. He doesn't see it as being a big deal. He's lackadaisical with regards to it. The individual is far or he's distant from ta'at, the different manifestations of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Nawafil.
For example, the nawafil or the supererogatory actions of ibadah or worship.
Nawafil siyam.
Whether it be supererogatory forms of fasting. Or supererogatory forms of spending one's wealth. Or, for example, supererogatory forms of umrah.
Salam.
The different supererogatory prayers, non obligatory prayers. Standing in the night in prayer. And the person may feel this weakness or see this weakness to the extent that the sunnah or rawatib after the prayers, this individual is weak with regards to them. So he's weak with regards to them. And the individual, he becomes weak and he becomes weak with regards to the strongest or the more affirmed form of the rawatib. This individual, he passes these different levels of weakness, these different boundaries that have been put in place, he passes
them.
So, it may come to the extent, or it may be to an extent, that the individual, he sleeps without even making the witr, or without even performing the witr prayer. To the extent that the individual, he does not pray the sunnah of Salat
al-Fajr.
And it gets to the point that this individual, he only fulfills or only performs the obligatory prayers. It gets to the point that the individual, he arrives in the Salat and he gets there after the takbir to Ihram or the first takbir. It may be to an extent that the first rak'ah passes him by. And maybe an extent, and maybe to the extent that sometimes the individual he doesn't even go to the masjid for jama'ah, he prays at home. Or the individual gets to the point where the individual he leaves off two obligatory prayers during the day. And then the individual, another manifestation, the individual is weak with regards to those things that he looks at. Maybe he looks at what is not permissible for him to look at. This individual, he gets weak with regards to what he listens to. And it may be to the extent that he listens to that which is not permissible for him to listen to. It may get to the extent that the individual, he gives no importance to having righteous companionship. So he's happy with having bad companionship in those people that are not good people. So he sits with them and he spends a long time sitting with them and engaging in the idleness and the things that they do, the playfulness or the playthings that they do. And if the individual tries to sit in the gatherings of knowledge, he finds them extremely heavy.
الانتكاس والانحراف لا يأتي بجهل.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention a very important point that when the individual gets weak or he starts to basically back up or get weak with regards to his obedience, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said that it doesn't come immediately in its most complete form. It doesn't just come overnight, as we say in English. It doesn't just happen overnight.
الشيطان يمارس معك سياسة النفس الطويل.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that Shaytan he engages in long-winded talk with you.
وكل ما حصل مكسب.
And every time he benefits something from you.
قوية وضعفت.
He has been strengthened, and you have become weak, or you have weakened.
هذا الكلام صحيح.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this what he's saying is true.
وربما قائل يقول إني أجد هذا في نفسي.
And the individual may say, I find this within myself. Or I find this in myself.
ما الحل؟
What's the solution?
Go back.
ارجع.
ماشي. ارجع.
Come back.
كل ما كنت تعمله ارجع.
Those things that you used to engage in from obedience, come back to doing them.
اجبر نفسك.
Force yourself, compel yourself. Discipline yourself. By making a different adhkar, which is common in the hadith, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sunan.
Those different sunan actions. The nawafil. Sitting in the gatherings of knowledge. Accompanying or having companionship from amongst the righteous. And lowering your gaze, protecting your hearing, protecting yourself from listening to those things which are not permissible for you to listen to.
Jahd.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying, jahd, strive against yourself, fight against yourself. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying that the life is jihad, it's constant struggle, it's constant striving against oneself.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioning the verse that verily those who strive in our path, we will guide them, and verily Allah is with those who are muhsineen. And by engaging in these things and striving against oneself, the person's iman is strengthened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the different paths or manifestations of good. So you approach or get closer to Allah, seek to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get closer to you. And you strive against yourself and you exert
Allah's
efforts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get closer to you. Until you become a wali. Like what is written in the previous hadith that we took. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your hearing, He will protect your sight, and He will protect your limbs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take control of your affairs.
تتقي إلى درجة الإحسان تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراه والآية وإن الله لمع المحسنين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah